Begin the current daf, Masechet Avodah Zarah, daf Yud-Tes. Begin the basic daf, Tes Mat, begins the Gemara. Yishal Shad Mishnayis of a Chulu person should split his years into threes. So the Gemara says, but you don't know how long you can live. Eliyahu, rather for days. Pesach and Rashi explains, meaning split up the week. Beis Yom Mikra, 2 days Chumash, Beis Yom Mishnah, 2 days Mishnah, Beis Yom Talmud, and 2 days learning Gemara. When it says for days, that push Rashi to explain that it sounds like each one is days. So 2 days this, 2 days that, 2 days that, and it's splitting up the week into days. But it says me, however, but then you still have the Gemara's question. Does a person know how long he's going to live? How do you know he's going to live the whole week to split up like that? And you have to have in threes. So rather says it appears, what does that mean? Meaning every day should be split up like this. Every day you have a third this, a third that, and a third this. Now, lekach tiknu, and therefore they instituted psuke hatamid, the psukim of the carbon tamid, u'mishnah seizu mukayman, which is a mishnah, u'brais, der bishmol, which they're all there, what we're saying, the karbanis, which you have the psukim of the tamid, that's mikra, the mishnah seizu mukayman, these are all regarding karbanis, but then you have in the mishnah, and then they have the brais, der bishmol, roimer, so those are the three, that's tamid. But says Benilah Rabbein Tam, Pister Rabbein Tam, the Onur Shah Iskim Tam Babli, we that we learn Tam Babli, Dayenu, it's enough for us, and you don't have to have all these three things. Kihu Baal, it's because it's mixed up with Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. In Talmud Babli, you have Chumash, Mishnais, and Talmud. Kedamin Masinad, like the Gmasin Sinad, Abdal Manav. Babel, why is it called Babel? And that's Talmud Babli, is Balula, because it's mixed up with Mikra, Balula, Mishnah, Balula, Talmud has all three inside of it. And therefore, every single day, you have all three. If his fruits he gives in its designated time, says Tais Nira, it seems Lafarish, the Rabbi Chanan, that we're talking about Hayra regarding ruling. Could be something like the Gemara is going to bring this idea shortly, meaning if he has reached the age of maturity of ruling, and he does, that's Per Yitim Me'ita, that's appropriate. In contrast, if it's not, then that's something bad. Rashi explains in the Kavis Yidin Matayr regarding setting time for learning, that's Per Yitim Me'ita. That has a designated item, which is setting times for learning. Next, says Mata, begin the words of the Gemara, if you reach the dome, so then that's a time that, which really this belongs in the Mishnah, that you have to stop, you cannot participate. Now, the Isvam de Garsi, there are certain Svam that have a text. Ain Isin Takshin Lavitz Kechavim, you cannot make ornaments, adornments, jewelry for the idol worshippers, Katlois, Nazam, Betabois, chokers, and nose rings and rings. He says, oh, it's permitted. So it says, Achanir, however, it seemed to lay garis that we now don't have this girsa. Because the Lemistar is not logical. That there would be any time that a Jabalazar who would initially permit making these ornaments for the idol worshippers. And the Elam, the Shari Blazam, Shum Eva, don't say Rabalazar permits it because it's going to cause enmity if we don't do it for them. Kedishayah, Beparik Bez, actually, Gemara simply says permitted on the second part later on the Chavavim and Av, Leila, the Sabbath Kechavim, to help the idol worshippers give birth to lay dummy. It says, that's not comparable. The Hassan Badi, but for sure there's this enmity, there's going to be hatred over the intellectualist, you can't get out of it. How are you not being a nurse helping them give birth? But here, you could get out of it. We're Jews and we can't make ornaments for the idol worshippers. You can't also say the Aslash, meaning he's just coming to tell us the Ebed, that after the fact, Tzchar Muti, right, of course initially he cannot, but it's saying after the fact that the wages would be permitted, the Gemara, then that's not the Tana, but the Amayr Rebbe Loza and the Gemara, the Amad that he says, in Bana, if you build Tzchar Muti, the wages are permitted, we already know that's from the Tana. That Rashi did not have this Girsa, from the fact that it doesn't explain what that is, obviously he didn't have any Girsa, and therefore he didn't explain it. Next says Master to begin this Gemara Makosh Achin. Now the last hit, less Pesach of a Pruta, does not have a worth of Pruta. So therefore, there's no problem. Therefore, it's going to be permitted because there's nothing to make it forbidden. Which says, I'm going to say, Mikamakim still, Halohu Asa Lohanis Medmeavas Kechavim, but still you're not going to have pleasure from the value of idolatry. I feel the Apocalypse of a Purdy, even less than the Shavu Purdy, which is the last bang. From Ken, if that's the case, Nimtsa Issam Ur Bishar comes out that there is a prohibited, which is the last element that's mixed into his wages with the rest that's permitted, but this little, even less than Purdy, is a problem. You can say is no. Keeping the Bishlamak Zeha Achron, since this last hit, the idol worshiper would not pay him anything less for that little bit. If that's the case, he's not really getting any wages of idolatry at all. because he wouldn't be particular about that. Even though we know, as the Gemara tells us, that an idol worshiper is particular about theft, even less than a value of a prut. Like a committed gula is not so particular about this little less bang, and therefore that's not considered as getting any benefit. Now, the next test matter begins the Gemara. Obviously, you see that he holds Yeshlan Schiz Mitchil Batsayv, that the wages is throughout the entire time period, and therefore every single hit is what you owed for. And again, therefore, it's only the last hit that really has anything to do with regarding making that by the Zar. So we find Perkish Makazu Kadush Namchazim and Afkamehi regarding the woman that says, the Asali Shirin Nizam and the Betabois. That make for me the type of jewelry. But Akadish Anilach, and I'll be engaged to you. That the Gemara says, Inu Kadesh, you're not engaged. The Farish time, and the Gemara explains the reason why. The Kim Yesh L'Schizm T'chabat Saiv, since the wages is throughout the entire time period. And if that's the case, it comes out, Kol Pruta Pruta, Havila Milva, really, by the time the job is done, when the Kedushin is supposed to take effect, it was really owed every time the work was being done. That's what it means, because it's throughout the whole time period that you owe it, and therefore it's a loan now that it's owed. So mikadesh b'milva, so that's like essentially getting engaged with a loan. The inu kadesh, just that's not valid, as the Gemara explains over there in kedushin. So it's tayson. Now bakash is difficult because maish no mahi the perkeis and nashachaz is different than the Gemara b'mitzin of samachim and av, which tayson Damascus clears there explains gabi mar ben alaschar. Regarding increasing the wages, the Rabbi Rabbi Yisrael, Dam and Tabayah, they both say, Schiris in the Mishtalemis il Besaif, that the wages only get paid at the end. Bam Rabbi says, Dokuba Rabbanam Hamilsa, the rabbis analyze this teaching, Wokumar Kra, and they made on the Pasuk. So you see that it's not from the beginning to the end, it's only at the end. Vyashem Tesit, you can say, no. The Vaday knows definitely because Mancha and Apoil Chaiser, as long as the worker did not back out, in Lishar al Besaif, like this Mandam, no. The wages only at the end. Like the Gemara says it with the Bam Mitzvah. And the Ilabala Baisa love Mishum Baltan, and therefore that's like the Gemara says that there's no violating of not paying, leaving the wages over, because the job is not over yet. And therefore you're allowed to add on to the wages. The Leka Khan Agonatu, there's no problem about ribbis, about like, you know, waiting for the wages. That's what the Gemara says over there. That's true. But if the worker would come to back out, now Maidu Baha, they would agree regarding this, the Yachal Achzer, that he could back out, Vyashlam Schar, and that his wage would get paid, if he masha also, according to what he did, because when he backs out, Oskar Saif, that's called the end. And because that's what's saying, that's Mitchil Bat Saif. At all times, it's Oat. Lenafkalan Klal Hasam Plukta. And it has no the gears of the Bach adds, in other words, nafkamina klal, hasim bepluk the yeshlan eschiz. This has nothing to do with the machlekes regarding yeshlan eschiz mitchil bat saif, regarding if the wages from the beginning to the end, kin mucha chasim akroi, like it's obvious from there, from sukkim to leshech, agonotter, that is not applicable to ribbis kamin, like we said. Vigam isser baltan, also regarding the isser of delaying the wages. Leshech plukta, And it has to have a dal like the Baruch Adzer. It has nothing to do with the machlekes of Yeshlan Schiris of the wages. It's not applicable that machlekes Yeshlan Schiris Mitzchil Batzayf from beginning to end. Elo Hacha only we hear like we're mentioning. We get a kedushin regarding the case of getting engaged, because the breach is like we explained. That's the Gemara we mentioned beginning of Taisis kedushin after Mechaser and Alf. Ayn Taisis Baba Kamed Ab Tzadik Tesis and Alf Div Maschel Bibay Seima and Taisis and kedushin after Mechaser and Alf Div Maschel the Kulei Alma. These are considered as two. Very different things, and therefore that has nothing to do with that Gemara over there, because when the worker backs up from his work, that's considered end of the work, and then you have to pay him his wages, and that's when he starts to violate Lay Sullen. But that's to say, according to all opinions, as long as the worker did not back out, he's not owed the wages only at the end, and therefore that's not why you're not violating Lay Tullen until the end of his work, and therefore you're allowed to add on to his wages because you're not really adding on for waiting any time.